All right, Brooke going for 18 wins in a row today, but you're about to get Joey'd.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, we'll find out. Joey from Puyallup is on the phone, and he says he's about to Joey you.
Ooh. Better watch out, Brooke.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I think I've been Joey'd before. But that was back in college. It was a weird time, you know.
Yeah, this is a different Joey, though.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Not all Joeys are alike.
Yeah, not all Joeys are disappointments. We'll see. All right, we're sending Brooke out of the studio. Joey, the game is played like this. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. After 90 years, what famous Disney character finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Donald Duck.
What's the name of the famous stone figure in Egypt with the head of a human and the body of a lion?
Pat.
There's a Starbucks location that cannot yell out customer names for security reasons, and it's located in what government agency?
FBI.
In which European sport would you hear the terms drifter, nurdle, and chucker?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
In which European sport would you hear the terms drifter, nurdle, and chucker? Three,
rugby.
Two. Okay, bring Brooke back into the studio. So, Joey, do you feel like you gave it the best Joey you could?
Nah, I didn't think I was able to Joey her this time.
You may have Joey'd yourself, Bob, to be honest.
Yeah, you might have Joey'd yourself by taking too long to answer the questions, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
Brooke is back in studio. She put her headphones on. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. After 90 years, what famous Disney character finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? What is the name of the famous stone figure in Egypt with the head of a human and the body of a lion?
Sphinx.
There's a Starbucks location that cannot yell out customer names for security reasons, and it's located in what government agency?
Pentagon.
In which European sport would you hear the terms drifter, nurdle, and chucker?
Lacrosse.
Equipped with a power ring, what superhero's alias is Hal Jordan?
Green Lantern.
Wait, you're not supposed to answer that, Joe.
Did he answer too?
Yeah. Same time as you.
Joey, right. Stop Joeying yourself.
Yep. All right, let's send it on over to the scoreboard.
I knew I would have got that one.
And see how you guys did with Jose.
I just want bigger boobs because I'm not happy with the ones that I have, and I figured this is a good way to do it.
Bolaños.
Joey, did you Joey yourself? Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You got zero.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
That's a lot of time. Brooke.
Yeah.
Great job with three correct.
So that now means that he got Brooked.
Oh, you Brooked
yep.
him.
You got 18 wins in a row. No money for you, Joey. Let's go over the answers. After 90 years, what famous Disney character finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Minnie Mouse, Mickey,
wow.
got his 40 years ago.
Wow, it took forever.
What's the name of the famous stone figure in Egypt with the head of a human and the body of a lion? That's the Sphinx. There's a Starbucks location that cannot yell out customer names for security reasons, and it's located in the CIA. In which European sport would you hear the terms drifter, nurdle, and chucker? Cricket.
Oh.
I don't know what a nurdle is, but...
I don't know. I've watched cricket many times, and I don't get it.
Equipped with a power ring, what superhero's alias is Hal Jordan? That's the only one Joey knew, but he didn't get to that when he did it. Green Lantern.
Yeah, I actually knew that
man.
One, too.
Weird. Cool.
Hal was an
great
aircraft
game,
pilot who had a UFO encounter that gave him the ring. That's how it happened.
Ooh, magic.
Well, good answer,
right,
Joey.
The ring chose him.
Oh,
that's
correct.
Sorry.
Too bad these aren't all Green Lantern questions.
Trying to act
Joey,
like
I feel like you would
now.
Kill it. All right. You did not win Brooks Bucks, but just for playing today, you won a $30 gift card to Half Price Books. You can buy new or used books, textbooks, get music, movies, and more. Just go to their website, hpb.com, for more information.
Thank you so much, you guys.
We'll play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.